know all the history. The Fitzwilliam Museum is the best in the world. The Fitzwilliam Museum is marvellous. And the river's very, very beautiful. And the people are interesting. Now, the people along this road are totally different. We've got a man who does research at the end of the road. He works in Edinburgh University and Cambridge University. I don't know if he's a Royal Society, but he's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man. And then on this side, I've got a very high-class carpenter. This side, I've got Paul Farrow. He does research into breast cancer. He's a professor now. And at 53, he came almost bounding over the wall saying, "Janet, I'm a professor. They made me a professor." I've got a professor where I used to have a window cleaner. And it's lovely. It's totally changed. And people have, they've all sort of gone up into academia along here. Clever lot. Counsellors and I don't know what. And over the road, there's a marvellous woman who's Julia. She's a conservationist of the first order. And she looks after, you know, what's that hill outside Cambridge? All the butterflies and bugs and bees thereof. Those are the sort of people who live here now. But I found the artisans interesting too. They've got as many brains as the other ones, but in a different direction. You do it like this, Janet, you do it like this, and you'll find it will work. Those are the artisans, and the other ones will go into a spiel. You have to listen to the end, and you listen with reverence and understanding, and thank them very much. Now, they're just as working class people are just as intelligent as the clever ones. They just didn't go to university. Come across some women. They knock professors into bits of tin. They're so clever, and they don't realise. One or two of them do, and they're very sceptical about other people. They're very sceptical about the word, the politicians, clever women who could have knocked them into a cocked hat, but never had the academic training to write the six-lined letter.